活动。
We really have a very special speaker with us this weekend.
我们这周末很荣幸有一个非常特别的讲员。
Dr. Rex, he got his medical degree from the Harvard Medical School.
Rex 博士然后从哈佛医学院得到他的医学博士学位。
Many of his colleagues, I'm sure, went to Harvard Medical School because they thought that it's a good way to make a lot of money in the future.
然后很多我相信在他当时读医学院的同学很多时候去医学院的主要的目的是为了拿到一个学位去挣更多的钱。
But we just learned from Dr. Rex last night that he went in because he wanted to prepare himself for missions work.
然后我们昨天晚上在 OF 的活动当中也从Rex 博士的分享当中知道他想要进入这个领域是因为他准备去做医疗的宣教。
So, I'm really encouraged by his determination to prepare himself to serve God and see where God is leading him and to serve God there.
对，我们这样很被激励，然后在一开始做职业规划选择的时候就已经做好为神做工的打算。
So, Dr. Rex has four children. That's the ideal size number of children, because that's how many children we have.
然后因为那个 Rex 博士他有四个孩子，然后 Philip 说，因为他是这是一个很理想的数字，因为他们也有四个小孩。
So let's welcome Dr. Rex.
好，让我们欢迎 Rex 博士。
Humbling and encouraging welcome. Yeah, whenever we went around in China, I, of course, have a very, very Asian face, a Chinese-looking face. So whenever we were walking around, I was like, how does that guy have four kids? I mean, he's Chinese. Not quite.
谢谢 Philip 的介绍。这个我在中国的时候很惊讶的就是为什么我可以有四个小孩。
So, I'd like to invite you to look at actually one of the first books I'd ever heard at a missions conference.
我想要邀请大家一起来跟我念这个我们的今天的经文。
It's from the book of Jonah.
在约拿书。
And it was preached at Park Street Church in Boston.
这在波士顿的。
Park Street Church.
Park Street Church. 我曾经给过这个讲道。
And some of you I know have already come up to me and say, Park Street Church, Park Street Church. I was there.
你们可能有一些人会说，哎 ，Park Street Church， 我之前在这边。
Yeah, and so it's encouraging that Park Street Church has had centuries, nearly centuries of sending missionaries out, and so I'm one of the products of a very faithful vision.To send out workers into the field.
我很感谢主，就是我是他们其中一位派出去的这个宣教士。
So, all right. So let's turn now to Jonah chapter 2.
让我们一起翻到约拿书的第二章。
So before we read the passage, I just wanted to give a brief summary for those of you who were not here last night or not familiar with the book. That in this first chapter. Yeah, just to review it in order to put us in the right mindset, it's the second chapter is Jonah's prayer in response to all the events in the first chapter.
在我们开始看第二章之前，我想要给大家一个回复总结，就是第一章其实到第二章这边其实是约拿自己在做一个这个对神的一个祷告。
First.We noted that in the face of a clear call by God to go to Nineveh.
首先呢，我们看到尽管面对这个神很明确的呼召要去尼尼微城
，to warn them of the judgment that their sins will bring upon them.
神要约拿去警告这些尼尼微城的人，他要来审判他们的罪孽。
that Jonah, who I will call a prodigal prophet because he's not the perfect prophet,
约拿我会说这个是一个浪子的先知，因为他不是一个最好的先知。
He refuses this call and heads in the opposite direction in a ship.
他拒绝了这个呼召，然后他朝着相反的方向往他驶去。
And so, but God will not, He will not let Jonah have His way.
但是神不会允许约拿用他自己的方式来行。
So the Lord hurls a storm. On the sea towards the ship.
所以耶和华使这个狂风暴雨奔向这个船。
And so, the ship, which is full of shipmates that come from different cultures.
就船上有许多来自不同文化宗教背景的这些人们。
They inquire whether this storm has come upon them because of something that he has done.
他们去询问是不是约拿做了些什么事情，使得这些事情临到他们。
And so finally, Jonah makes a true confession, his first true confession in this book.
所以约拿在那个时候做了一个真实的认罪，是他第一次在这个这本书里面做了这样子的认罪。
So he says who he is, a Hebrew, and that why God has sent this storm.
他说他自己是谁，他是一个希伯来人，然后为什么神会开始这样子的暴风雨。
And what they need to do in order to calm that storm, which is to hurl him overboard.
然后他告诉他们，他们需要怎么做来平息这个风暴，就是把它丢到海里面去。
And so they do everything they can to avoid that.
他们尽其所能的想要避免这样的事情发生。
But they're last faced with this last desperate measure.
但是他们最终仍然需要面临这个绝望的最后的措施。
They hurl Jonah overboard into a storm.
他们把约拿抛在海里面。
And to their astonishment and to the praise of Jonah's God, the storm immediately quiets down.
但那些人也非常惊讶，而且并向约拿的神发出赞叹，因为暴风雨立刻就平静了。
And so the miracle is not lost on his shipmates. They immediately worship and make bows to Jonah's God.
这个事情使他们立刻的向神献上他们的赞美，献上他们的敬拜。
Which is a hint at the dawning of true faith and worship among the Gentiles. Which the Lord, to the Lord, the one true God.
这个也给我们一个暗示，就是外邦人的确可以在这个神的面前，向这个独一的真神献上真实的敬拜和赞美。
This as well as the revival that we'll see breaks out in chapter 3 among the Ninevites.
在这件事情，还有在接下来我们在第三章会看见尼尼微人的复兴。
Are among the handful of times in the Old Testament where we see glimmers of God's worldwide plan. To save and redeem.
是在旧约之中少数几次，我们会可以看见神对全世界的一个计划，看见他的仁慈饶恕来赢得所有人的敬拜。
And that this worldwide plan will display to all the nations.
这个全球的计划会向全世界的人来显现。
That there is mercy, there is forgiveness in the hands of this God.
这里有他在神里面有仁慈有饶恕。
What happens to Jonah? He was tossed into the storm.
但约拿发生了什么事情呢？他被丢到了海里面去。
So let's begin our exploration of God's word in beginning 1:17.
让我们一起来念经文从第一章的十七节开始。
Okay, so let's read through that. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
我们一起来念第一章的十七节。他在三夜。
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish.
约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神。
Saying, I called out to the Lord and out of my distress, and he answered me.
说我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我。从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。
Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried, and you heard my voice.
你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Got ahead of me. I can understand some Chinese. You guys are one verse ahead. For you cast me into the deep.
我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me.
诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头。
Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall look again upon your holy temple.
我下到山根地的门，将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
The waters closed in over to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God.
那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃爱他们的主。
When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple.
但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake the hope of steadfast love. But I, with a voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. We already...
All right. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land.
耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
Let's pray before we enter into our meditations on God's Word.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are King and Lord of all.
天上的父，你是伟大的神。
You know the paths of each of our lives.
你知道我们每一个人的目的和方向。
And you have appointed this time and this place for us to hear your word.
你让我们在这个时刻在这里聆听你的话语。
And I pray that we would hear your word.
我们祈祷我们会真的聆听到你的声音。
Not just the words of a man.
不是只是从人口里所说的话。
But by the leading of your spirit.
但是是依靠你圣灵的引领。
To hear your call upon our lives.
是来看到你对我们生命的呼召。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay. So, chapter 2. Jonah's salvation from this maelstrom was through God's appointed means of being swallowed up by a fish.
约拿能够从这个漩涡之中被救赎，是通过神指派的这个手段，让他被大鱼吞下。
Now, this word appointed.It appears at the end of this first chapter, and it carries through into the last chapter as a central theme of this book.
这个指派这个词在第一章的最后面出现呢，它其实一直持续到最后一章，是作为本书的一个中心。
It indicates that the Lord has sovereign power to control every single circumstance of your life.
它表明了耶和华他有至高无上的主权，控制我们生活的每一个环境和细节。
And in this case,It's the Lord appointing perhaps sperm whale or great whale, a great white shark.
在这种情况下，其实是耶和华可能指派了抹香鲸或者是大白鲨，两种都可以在地中海找到。
Yeah, both of which are found actually in the Mediterranean Sea. So, this animal is appointed to rescue Jonah from the depths of the sea.
这个神指派这个大鱼从海里面拯救约拿。
Now return to this.The improbable nature, the impossible nature, it seems, of this means of God's grace.
我最后会再回来解释这看似违背常理的这个故事。
But for now, I'd simply ask you to reflect that in this prayer of Jonah arising at the end of a very desperate period of his life.
但在现在，我希望你们大家能够反思一下约拿在最后这个非常无助的情况所开始的祷告。
Imagine 3 days in the belly of a great fish in utter darkness.
再想象一下，在这个大鱼的腹部里面，三天完全的黑暗。
Damp and cold from the ocean water and other matter that's inside the belly of this beast.
海水带来的潮湿寒冷，还有可能在这个大鱼里面其他的这些物质和生物。
and no idea when or how that this ordeal will end.
然后不知道什么时候这个事情会结束。
So first notice that in the midst of this desperate situation,
首先请注意就是不论在这个情况下在这个绝望的形势之中
he does not turn away from God. He had been trying to run away from the presence of God, and he nearly did.
约拿并没有远离上帝，他虽然企图逃离上帝的同在，但是而且他差一点做到。
But try as Jonah might to flee from the presence of God, God will not ultimately let him go.
但就算约拿尽其所能的想要从耶和华的面前逃离，上帝最终没有让他从他的面前离开。
And so the response of faith in the midst of trials, it's not the denial of the difficulties of your situation.
在试炼中，你信仰的回应并不是否认你的困难或难处。
Only people of unsound mind, psychotic people, will deny their situations.
只有可能心智不健全的人会否认他们所面对的现实。
Neither is it to curse God and die, which is the response of Job's wife, in the midst of his severe trials.
也不是去诅咒上帝然后去寻死，这是约伯的太太在约伯面临严重的考验的时候给约伯的建议。
Nor is the mark of true faith a blind, optimistic sigh of, well, it could be worse.
也不是说哦，好像盲目乐观的说哦，事情可能会更糟糕。
It did get worse for Jonah every single step.
对约拿来说，实际上每一步都变得更加的糟糕。
Finally, it's not an unruly or accusatory spirit, for example, that God's brought me into this situation just to torture or to kill me.
最后，信仰并不是失控的控诉神说：“哦，上帝，你带我到这样子的处境，只是为了折磨或者是想要杀害我。”
That response was a response of the unbelieving Israelites whenever they encountered difficulties in their wanderings in the wilderness before they entered the promised land.
这样的回应其实是不信。的以色列人在他们在旷野中遇到困难的时候反复出现的回应。
Now, before we go into what is the response of faith, to trials looks like, I want us to first remember that Jonah is in this situation because of his own waywardness.
在我们探讨信仰对试炼的反应的时候，我希望首先让我们可以记住，约拿之所以处于这个状况，是因为他自己的任性。
He was not heeding God's call and instead disobeying.His clear command.
他没有听从神的呼召，也没有听从神非常清楚的指令。
So by disobeying God's command, Jonah chooses to flee from the Lord.
就是因为约拿不服从神的命令，他选择逃离了耶和华。
So the initial steps of this spiral of disbelief, it looks pretty comfortable.
这些一开始不信的举动，其实看起来好像非常轻松容易。
He goes to the Mediterranean.
他去了地中海。
He books a berth on a what sounds like a cruise ship.
他在游轮上面订了个房间。
Heading to Spain or some other western port near Tarshish.
他准备前往西班牙或者是临近他市的港口。
So he's heading in the opposite direction of what God has called him to do.
他正朝着神给的相反的方向前进。
There's a question: Can you really flee from God?
但是问题是你真的可以逃离神的同在吗
？Of course not.
当然不可能。
But Jonah was going to try as best as he could.
但约拿还是准备尽他所能的去尝试。
And so the Lord gives Jonah a taste. What does it mean to actually flee from His presence?
所以耶和华真的就让约拿去体验什么是真正远离神同在的感觉。
What does it feel?
那是什么样的感觉
？It's terrible.
那是非常可怕的。
It's dark.
非常黑暗的。
Dank and smelly.
潮湿又很臭。
And it's lonely.
而且是孤独的
，suffocatingly lonely，
令人窒息的寂寞。
So it's easy for us. We know what the end of the story is.
对我们来讲，我们很容易，我们知道事情的结局。
He gets out.
他最后出来了。
But he doesn't know that in the midst of this prayer.
但他自己本身不知道，在他在这个祷告的过程中。
So in the midst of this, the Lord is not beyond letting the consequences of our choices fall upon us.
所以在这些过程之中，其实神可能会允许这些事情，我们的决定的后果临到我们身上。
That will bring us into dire circumstances at times. In fact, it's often, though certainly not always, because of our decisions and choices that we find ourselves in difficulties.
它让我们有时候实际上常常让我们因为我们做一些决定，使我们自己陷入的困境之中。
Yes, because we have a sovereign Lord who can order. All of nature and circumstances to that end.
神他可以按照他的心意来定定自然的和环境的一切的秩序。
So will we finally take heed of the Lord's direction and guidance?
我们最终是不是真的会听从神的指示和指导
？And turn back to Him.
还回到他的面前
？And crying out to Him as Jonah did in the belly of this great fish.
对神哭诉，就像约拿在鱼的大鱼的肚子里面所做的。
Keep in mind, as I said in the first talk.
记得我在第一个讲道之中所说的。
The sailors and the other passengers on board with Jonah are nearly shipwrecked because of Jonah's disobedience.
跟约拿一起乘坐的水手还有乘客们是遇难，是因为约拿的不顺从。
So sometimes the difficulties that we encounter are not necessarily because of our disobedience.
所以有时候我们所经历的并不是我们自己所造成，可能是别人造成。
Yet God still uses Jonah to bear witness to His power.
但是神仍然使用约拿来见证他的能力。
His justice and mercy.
他的公义和怜悯。
When He calmed the storm after they pitched him overboard.
当约拿被这些水手们抛下海。
It brought them to sacrifice, worship, and make vows to the one true God whom Jonah dared to disobey.
神使这些风暴平静，而这些人就开始献祭，对这个独一真神敬拜。
So secondly,
第二
，we need to wrestle with the truth that the trials themselves are ordered by the Lord for purposes that we can't fully comprehend in the middle of those struggles.
其次就是我们需要很努力的去了解一个事实，就是试炼本身是耶和华所命定，而这个目的在我们挣扎的过程中可能是没有办法完全理解的。
So the Lord had appointed this great fish to bring Jonah down to the lowest point.
所以耶和华已经指派了这个大鱼将约拿带到他这个旅途中最低点。
So let's also note that in Jonah's eyes it was not the sailors who tossed him overboard.
我们也可以从约拿的眼中可以看见，他不是觉得水手将他抛进了这个狂风暴雨中。
In the midst of this raging storm, yes, it was the sailors who pitched him overboard.
对，的确可能是在这个过程中是由水手的手抛下去的。
But it wasn't, and it was not just their hands; it was the hand of God.
但不是只是他们的手，而是在这个手背后有神的手。
In verse 3, you.Lord, cast me into the sea.
在第三节之中，他说：“你将我投下深渊。”
Behind the raging storm,
在汹涌风暴的背后
，was loving, measured discipline of the Lord.
是神对约拿的一个有慈爱的计划的惩罚。
That this measured discipline was upon a prodigal prophet.
这个慈爱的惩罚是对这个浪子先知的一个有计划的回转。
Yeah, that all your waves and your billows passed over me. It was God's waves, it was God's billows. That in the midst of that chaos, there is the ordering of God.
这是你的波涛洪浪，波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Yet in the midst of the storm, as loud as the winds may roar.
然而在这个暴风雨之中，不管狂风可以如何的咆哮，
as high as the waves may rise,
海浪怎么样，可以怎么样子的凶猛，
as far away from God's presence as you feel you are,
你可以怎样感觉到神离你有多远，
God can still hear the whisper of souls crying out to Him for mercy.
神仍然可以听到灵魂深处低声向他呼喊祈求。
Verse 1, out of the belly of Sheol, which is death,I cried, and you heard my voice.
第一节里面说到，从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。
So even from the depths of the ocean in the belly of a fish,
即使在鱼腹最深的海洋的深处之中
，or at the edge of life when depression gets to its most dark and sinister,
或者是在最危险的生命边缘
，in the depths of despair after financial setback.
或者是在财务挫折之后的绝望深处
，in the painful betrayal of a vow spoken before God and your family，
或者是人的背叛你对你在神和家人面前许下的誓言
，or the waywardness of a prodigal child，
或者是一个浪子的任性
，the seeming end of your battle against cancer，
或者是你与癌症做斗争的终结之前
，He hears your prayer，
他听到了你的祈祷。
When my life was fading away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you in your holy temple. It's verse 7.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你面前。第七节里面。
As a doctor in medical practice, I've been so amazed at the faith of his children, that remains firm in the midst of cancer and all sorts of suffering.
在行医中，我其实非常的惊讶，而且谦卑的可以看见神的孩子在面对癌症还有各项苦难之中，仍然可以坚定不摇的这种信仰。
There was this one couple I remember in residency. The wife was struggling with leukemia.
有一对夫妻，在我在做这个行医的时候，有一个妻子正在对抗白血病。
And at the very same time, her husband was diagnosed with multiple myeloma.
而在同时，她的丈夫其实在对抗多发性骨髓瘤。
Instead of sinking into depression, misery, they went about their respective wards, witnessing to the other patients of their hope of life beyond this life.
在他们其实可以让这些忧郁击败他们，但是他们在这个病房之中所展现的信心和超越今生的希望，是见证神最好的一个见证。
So when the medical staff just marveled, they commented about the remarkable faith, the remarkable spirit.
当医护人员在评论他们非凡的这个精神和信仰的时候
，They responded, "They have a remarkable savior."
他们回应他们。其实他们是有更加非凡的救主。
I've also been privileged to see faith take root in the heart of a woman fighting against all hope, struggling with stage 4 breast cancer.
我也很荣幸的可以看见信仰是如何根植在一个女人的恐惧的心里面，当她在面对第四期乳癌的状况的时候。
By the time I met her, it was 14 years after that initial diagnosis.
当我见到他的时候，那时候他已经是被最初审判之后的14年。
At this point, it had entered into her chest cavity and was constricting her lungs with fluid, suffocating her.
当这个时候，癌症其实已经蔓延到他的胸腔，并且逐渐使他的肺部充满液体。
Excuse me. And so when I asked her what had kept her fighting on.
当我问他到底是什么让他可以继续的这个斗争对抗的时候
And she whispered, I am afraid of what lies beyond death. I don't know what's beyond death.
他低声地说他不知道到底死亡之后他所要面对的是什么。
And so as I shared the hope of eternal life promised by one who had passed through death and came back with resurrection life and power, she too laid hold of him.
当我跟他分享一个死而复生全能的神对我们永生盼望的应许的时候，他也愿意在他的怀里找到这个希望。
A few weeks after praying together, we met again in the hallway when she was admitted for yet another bout with this fluid that had collected again in her chest.
当我们一起祈祷的这个几个礼拜之后，我们在走廊上再次的相遇，因为那时候他的肺部因为再次的积水而入院。
And.I will remember this smile on her face.
我永远不会忘记她对我的微笑。
When she thanked me for doing more for her than any other doctor had.
她感谢我为她所做的比以前所有的医生都更多。
I hadn't cured her cancer.
我没有医治她的疾病。
But I had given her the sure hope of eternal life.
但是我的确给她了永生确信的盼望。
It's only a few short weeks afterwards that she saw the face of Jesus.
在最后一次见面短短的几周他就回到天家见主面。
So what indicates true faith?
所以真实的信仰是什么呢
?Whether you're a true child of God.
看看你是不是神的孩子。
It's not your circumstances, whether it's good or bad or indifferent.
并不是你的处境不管它是好不好。
Rather, it's how you respond to the things that God appoints. God appoints.For your life.
反而是你怎么样回应神在你一生之中让你遭遇的任何的事情。
Will you reach out to him in faith, trusting in his goodness and his steadfast love?
你愿意凭着信心去相信与他接触，去相信他的良善和坚定的爱吗
Will you cry out to him in the deepest depths of despair, trusting that he will indeed still hear your prayer?
你是否会在绝望的深处向他哭泣，相信他仍然会听到你的祈祷？
Or will you instead reach out to the idols of our culture and society?
或者你会选择去接触我们文化之中所提供的偶像？
Medical science, academic achievement.
医学学术成就。
Or financial means and wealth or career success.
财务的成功或者是职业上的成功。
The hope of romantic relationships or holding on to fleeting beauty.
浪漫的关系或者保持短暂美丽，保持世俗的声誉。
Or grasping at worldly reputation.
对，保持世俗的声誉。
Or having successful, however you define that, children.
获得成功，不管我们是什么，想要怎么样定义。
Jonah warns us here that in verse 8, that those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love.
约拿在这边警告我们，那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
Now there may be nothing wrong with any of these in and of themselves.
这些事物本身可能没有任何的问题。
But they cannot fulfill you in the deepest ways that you're hoping for.
他们没有办法真正满足你内心最深的渴望。
They cannot comfort you or fill your heart or give you hope, or give you a sense of security when you're faced with the realities.
他们没有办法安慰或者是让你的心充满希望，也无法带给你安全感，当你自己或他人面对死亡失败的时候。
That we are weak, we are broken, we will die.
就是我们都是软弱的，我们都是会失败，我们都会死亡。
Indeed, if you let these things take center stage in your life and in your heart,
的确，如果你让这些事情成为你内心的焦点，
they will destroy you.
他们就会摧毁你。
These will not deliver you from the day of trial or temptation.
这些试炼或诱惑的开始，这些事情就没有办法拯救你。
Now, the believer's response, it's that of Jonah in verse 1.
其实信徒的回应是约拿在第一节所回答的。
I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried, and you heard my voice.
我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我；从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。
You see, God's children cling to him and continue to seek his face in the midst of trials.
你看，神的孩子向神倾靠，在一切的患难之中，他持续地寻求神的面。
They refuse to believe Satan's accusation that he is holding back something good from him.
他们拒绝相信撒旦的指控，说神不会给他的子民好的东西。
For that's the lie that our first parents believed in Eden, and they allowed that lie to take root in their hearts.
这就是我们在伊甸园的第一对父母任凭他们心中生根留下的这个谎言。
No, our faith is rooted in the unshakable realization that God will go to the uttermost measure.
我们的信仰其实是深根于我们不可动摇的认识。
The uttermost measure to prove himself faithful to his goodness and loving towards his wayward children.
就是神他
That he will go to the uttermost he will go to the uttermost to prove himself faithful to his wayward children.
神会尽其所能的去证明他自己忠于他自己的良善和慈爱。
He did so in the most clear and incontrovertible way in the person of his son.
他用最清晰无可辩驳的方式以他的神儿子的身份来做到这一点。
Even though it meant going to the cross in order to purchase us from the judgment to come.
即使这面对意味着要上十字架要忍受这些痛苦。
The judgment that will come on all those who choose to remain in rebellion towards him.
这些审判将会落在所有选择相信我们灵魂敌人的谎言和背逆神的人的这些事情上。
God is not a God who denies good to his children.
神不会否认
He will not deny what is good to his children.
神不会 拒绝这些好的事情来不给他的子民们。
The same judgment that will come on all those who pay regard to the vain idols of our culture.
同样的，这些审判会临到所有只是关心我们文化中这些虚荣偶像的人。
Is the judgment that Jesus set his face like flint to face?
这个是耶稣他说他会使自己的脸像火石一样。
For on that cross and in our salvation,
因为在那个十字架上，我们和我们的救赎中。
The triune Godhead demonstrated that they would rather choose to be torn asunder than to allow the devil to drag us away from him.
三位一体的神格表明，他们宁愿被撕成碎片，也不愿意让魔鬼将我们和他一起拖到永恒的地狱深处。
But the Son of God, Jesus, on the cross utters a horrendous cry.
对于神的儿子耶稣，他在十字架上发出可怕的叫喊。
My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He was forsaken that we might be accepted.
因为他被抛弃，所以我们可以被接纳。
His cries went unanswered.
他的哭声没有得到回应。
That we might know that our cries will always be answered.
所以我们能够知道，我们的哭求总是会在上帝的宝座上被倾听。
We always will find mercy at God's throne.
我们永远会被神所聆听我们祷告。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
As I said at the beginning, there's a seeming impossibility inherent in the stories of faith.
正如我一开始所说的，这个信仰的故事似乎有违背常理的这个现象。
It's true here for Jonah being swallowed whole by a fish and surviving for 3 days in the belly.
的确，约拿完整的被一条鲸鱼吞下，并在腹中存活了三天。
And then he's belched up onto dry ground after 3 days.
然后他才被吐在这个干燥的地面上。
I readily admit this is a highly improbable, if not impossible, occurrence.
我承认，就算这不是不可能的，但是也是极其罕见。
But to answer this, I would ask you to consider the impossibility at the core of our faith.
为了回答这个问题，我想要请你考虑我们信仰中不可能的一件事情。
As we say in the Apostles' Creed.
就像是在使徒信条中所说的
We believe that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate.
我们相信耶稣在比拉多带领下受了苦难
Was crucified, dead, and buried.
是被钉死且被埋葬
The third day he rose again from the dead.
第三天他又从死里复活了
The Lord Jesus physically rose from the dead on that third day.
第三天，耶稣实际上肉体上的复活了。
This is not a spiritual aura visiting a frightened group of disciples who were hoping against all hope that Jesus somehow survived that ordeal.
这不是一个灵魂的拜访，一群很受惊吓的门徒，他们可能竭尽所能的希望耶稣用某种方式在十字架的苦难上幸存下来。
Rather, it was a physical resurrection of a vibrantly alive Messiah.To show cowardly disciples, which turned them into an unbreakable band of witnesses to the resurrection.
相反的，这是一个非常充满活力的弥赛亚真实肉体的复活，显现给这些懦弱的门徒们看，而使他们变成一个坚不可摧、见证了不可能的见证人。
The resurrection of Jesus, who they clearly saw dead.After crucifixion and buried,
他们经历了耶稣的复活，并且使他们清楚地看见耶稣被钉死亡。
We need to remember before his crucifixion.
我们必须要记得，在耶稣被钉十字架之前
，When Jesus was challenged by the religious leaders of his day to produce a sign to validate his authority.
当耶稣受到当时宗教领袖的挑战的时候，要出示一个标志以证明他的权威。
He said that the only sign that will be given to them.Was a sign of Jonah.
他说，唯一会给他们的标志就是约拿的标志。
And with this allusion, he pointed to the resurrection as a sign and seal of the truth of his words and authority.
通过这个暗示，他告诉指出自己的复活就是他言语权威真理的标志和印记。
And this happened. He repeats it so that he tells them 3 times before his crucifixion.
他说了三次这件事情。
And so Jesus, as he approached the day of his suffering. Offering himself up on the cross.
当耶稣快要上十字架献身的那一天
He told his disciples that he would be delivered into the hands of men.
耶稣告诉门徒他将被交付被杀害。
Be killed and on the third day he would rise from the dead.
在被杀三天后他会从死里复活。
It would be the anchor point of his teaching about the suffering he was about to undergo and that they would witness.
这就是他教导的重心，他教导他们要忍受苦难。
Of course, it's the central point of Paul's teaching on the fact of the resurrection being key to their assurance of forgiveness of sins.
当然，这也是保罗教导复活的这个事实的一个中心点。复活是他们确保罪被赦宽恕的关键。
The proof that their faith was true.
也是他们信仰真实的证明。
For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised.
因为死人若不复活，基督也没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
So, after the resurrection, this unshakable conviction.
所以在这个事件发生之后，这个不可动摇的信念。
That they serve a risen, living Lord.
他们看见了这个复活的主。
Changed the disciples from cowards who had abandoned their master at the face of a band of temple guards at night.
他们使这些胆小的门徒们因为看见圣殿的守卫而抛弃了他们的主人。
It would change them from these cowards to bold apostles.
他们从这些胆小鬼变成了非常大胆的使徒。
Some of whom would stand and face Nero in a Colosseum full of Romans.
他们有一些人会面对尼禄，并且是满是罗马人的竞技场里。
While starved lions were let loose upon them.
很饥饿的狮子来攻击他们。
They were refusing to deny their risen Lord.
他们仍然否认他们拒绝否认他们复活的神。
If Jesus rose from the dead, so would they. If Jesus rose from the dead, they too will rise from the dead.
如果耶稣能够复活，他们也可以。
So each of them to a man would not deny their risen Savior even to the pain of death.
所以如果他们每一个人就算面对死亡或者是被流放，他们也不会否认他们复活的救主。
Now, as a physician,
作为一个医生，
resurrection is a medical impossibility.
复活是医学上不可能的。
It can't happen as far as medical science is concerned.
在医学上它是不可能发生的。
Yet as a seeker of truth during my college years,
然而在大学时代作为这个真理的追求者，
I was confronted with the impossibility of explaining it any other way.
我面临着无法用其他方式解释它的可能性。
I don't know how he rose from the dead.
我不知道他是怎么样从死里复活的。
But Jesus' resurrection is the only explanation for the radical change in the disciples.
但是耶稣的复活是唯一可以合理解释为什么门徒有这样子剧烈大的变化。
And it wasn't just the disciples, but some of their fiercest persecutors, such as Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul.
而且不单单只是这些门徒，也是这些迫害者，像是扫罗，他最后变成保罗。
Because he was confronted himself by the risen Lord.
他被神来亲自的击打。
And so I too now stand before you and confess to you that that what I know is an impossibility medically is the only explanation that makes sense of everything else I read in Scripture.
因此我今天也站在这边想要跟您坦白，就是在这个医学上看起来不合理的事情是唯一可以解释为什么我在圣经里面看见其他的东西变得合理的原因。
Indeed, it's the only truth that has helped me understand my own brokenness.
的确这是唯一的真理，让我可以看见我自己的破碎。
The brokenness of this world.
这个世界的破碎。
And the only hope for its redemption and healing.
还有唯一的希望能够让我们救赎和医治。
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
救恩属于耶和华。
And salvation is hope, it's confidence, courage.
救恩是希望信心和勇气。
Yes, deliverance not from, but through the very midst of our difficulties.
救赎是透过我们的艰难的过程中来成就的。
There's no other name under heaven by which we might be delivered in the midst of those trials.
在天下没有别的名可以让我们来面对我们的苦难和试炼。
And in the face of those, to triumph over those trials.
也让我们能够看到我们的胜利。
And that salvation is found on the faithful, steadfast love of the Lord in verse 8.
救恩的基础是耶和华坚定不移的爱。
The love that pursues you throughout all of life.
这个一生一世跟随我们的恩惠和慈爱。
In Psalm 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy will follow me, will pursue me every day of my life.
在诗篇第23节里面有说到那一生一世随着我们的爱。
And brings you to himself for all eternity.
并且带领我们到他的面前。
The love that does not desire sacrifice.
这份爱不需要我们献祭。
But rather faithfulness, steadfast love to the one who loved you.
而是让我们去忠于那爱我们并且为我们死亡的人。
Even going to the point of death that you might have life in all of its fullness.
就是因为透过死亡使我们能够有更丰盛的生命。
The love that rejoices over you with singing.
这些爱可以透过歌唱。
Or in the words of St. Paul and St. John.
或透过圣保罗约翰的话。
The love of a bridegroom over you as his beloved bride.
那些使我们能够真的成为他的新娘。
How can we turn away in doubt the goodness and love of God for us?
如果当神都愿意舍弃他自己的儿子来为我们的时候。
When he would not spare even his own son.
我们他刚刚讲过 sorry。
But he gave him up for us all.
他为我们舍弃了。
How can he not also along with him?
他怎么会不会对我们更好呢?
Graciously give us all things that are right and good.
非常的慈爱的给我们所有我们需要的。
Beloved, let us never doubt the love of God the Father for us, his children, not even in the depths of our suffering and trials in this world.
让我们不要怀疑父神对我们他儿女的爱。甚至在这个时候在这个世界所遭受的苦难之中也是如此。
So, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the author of our adversities.
亲爱的天父你是这所有逆境的掌权者。
Either through our own or others' rebellion.
不管是透过我们自己或者是其他人的叛逆。
But Lord, you pursue us Your wayward children, your prodigal prophets.
哦，主啊，你亲自来寻回这些我们任意妄为的这些先知。
That the purpose of these adversities you send into our lives.
这些逆境的目的，在我们的生命中的目的。
Is to show us where our rebellion will lead us.
是让我们能够看见我们自己的叛逆会让我们导致什么样子的后果。
To show us if we are trusting in any vain idols of this world.
让我们能够看见我们如果我们去相信世界上这些虚假的偶像。
And to show us the steadfast love that you hold for us.
去让我们看见主你那坚定不移的爱。
Grant, O Lord, that the fruit of these adversities.
主啊，让我们看见在这些逆境之中所结成的果实。
Might be thanksgiving.
是向你献上的感恩
renewed faithfulness
是我们更新的信心
and worship and praise of our deliverer
是我们对你的敬拜和赞美
we ask it in Jesus' name
我们这样祷告
Amen,
Amen.